Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Morning, guys. Very well. Very good. Thank God.
That's good. I'm glad you're feeling better, Ozzie. Although after yesterday's doubleheader sweep, that would make you feel bad again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I never thought. I went to my doctor to check my 60-year-old, 80 body, and they told me I had to put a shingle shot. I don't know what a shingle was. We call it something now in Venezuela. Then I said, what is this? I said, oh, well, explain to me. Then, okay. Then I put a shot. I don't think I was taking another COVID shot. That thing killed me. I can't even walk around my house, and it was awful. But everything is fine right now.
That's good. One day later, it's good.
But I just stay there watching with my grandkid thing. All of a sudden, I turned the TV on just for 1 minute. Last inning of the White Sox, last night, and this kid made that play. You got to see my kid, Osney. He's from Miami. He lives in Miami. He was next to me. You got to see how high this kid jumped. This kid been watching baseball since he was 2 months old. And after we saw that, I just turned around to him and said, man, they have to find another way to lose, not like this. I was shocked. And I see a lot of great plays in baseball. I see a lot of tremendous home runs to win World Series. But when I saw that, I told my son, I said, man, you know what? How the hell the White Sox got to do to win another game? That was shocking. And, man, it was like everything out is sold. And it's just something. It's going to be tough to think about it. But you know, today they have to go to the field, forget about it. And I know it's a fan. You're not going to forget about it. It's a player. You have to. You don't have no choice.
Ozzie is brought to us by Four Winds Resort and Casino. Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie, you know, watching just the you know, Frank and they can't replace you with one man. They need two. Frank and Scotty Pods were in studio with Chuck, and it was interesting to hear. You know, they lose the first game, and they lost that first game the way they've lost all year, which is they actually were doing okay, and then you get to, like, the sixth inning and the seventh inning, things start to fall apart, and next thing you know, you've given up runs and you've lost the game. And Frank said, you know, their confidence really seems shot. Like, it really seems like it's gotten to a point where you put together, it's now 103 losses. At the time, it was 102, where you say, oh, they should win the second game. It's hard to lose a doubleheader, but you just feel like there's no confidence left. Now, you know, again, that Andrew Vaughn looks like it's a home run, and then you get the sensational catch, and you they're done yet again. I don't know if that's an example of confidence, but certainly it's the sort of thing that is yet another blow. I was saying to David, I'm not sure they're going to win five more games. You look at they've won, what is it, seven games since July 1st. Ozzie, you guys used to win seven games in a week back in the day.
Well, that's kind of kidding me because, obviously there's no doubt about it. Offense is being, but also, back in the bullpen, it's just something you like. I think you can even try to do that bad. They say, okay, guys, let's do bad. Let's blow games. I don't think you even try to do that. But one question my kids asking me, I said, Dad, you watch the team every day. Name five guys at the bullpen or the White Sox right now. And I was shocked. I don't know, remember the names. I don't remember. Brave. No, it's like he told me, say, Dad, name me five guys, not eight, nine. Name me five guys out of the bullpen the White Sox have right now. And I like, I said, Brevia. I almost say Kopech, but and then he told me, he said, you see every day somebody different arms, different people. It was right. The bullpen is, they try to look at the solution out of the bullpen. They don't have one. It's going to be like that for the rest of the season, guys. Sorry to say that, but, and I'm very optimistic about Buckler going to get better. They only have one team. I think it's the Angels coming up. And it's the only team they're not really competing for anything. The rest of the team, because they're going to face, because they're competing for something. I just hear you guys talking about the Cubs chasing the Mets. And, yeah, they're chasing the Mets, but the Mets are going to face the White Sox. There's an opportunity for them to just walk away from the Cubs, 1.5 games out, but believe me, it's just like you don't know what to do. It's just like, every day is something different. I never see anybody play like the Sosa played yesterday. I never see nobody hit in the head.
What was that all about?
Yeah, I see him hit in the head. You can make errors. Listen, errors is part of the game, guys. Okay? But when I see him hit in the head, he's lucky, hit in the eyes or broken nose. But I like what the – then he's hitting, okay, with the game on the line.
Yes.
First pitch, ball. Second pitch, kid. It's going to be a sweeper. Behind the count, they're not going to throw you a strike, okay? Sweeper. Swing and a miss. Next pitch, ball. Why you think the guy going to throw you a next pitch, a fastball right in the middle of the plate? Sweeper, fly ball to right field. That's the thing. All those computer things, all that stupid thing to do with Major League Baseball about numbers and this and that, throw it away. I just want to tell Jerry, all those guys, just this is a way to waste money. You had a coach like, okay, you throw behind the count, throw you a sweeper. You got behind the count, like, why are you going to think he's going to throw you again when you're swinging a sweeper behind the count? They're going to go back with a sweeper. And it's like, that's why I told my kids, I don't get it. I don't know how people play baseball now. They're not teaching this kid. They just go out there and just go by the computer and all the stuff. And this guy's all, it's just so different thing. Or maybe we don't have talent. Maybe we don't have talent, okay? We don't have talent, but my God, they don't have no common sense what's going on the field.
Well, Lenin Sosa made those two misplays at second base, and then he had the – he watched his pop-up, and he got in the way of the catcher, and then he got hit in the face. I think he should never have been on the field. After the catcher interference that he got in the way, they should have benched him, Ozzie. His head was not in the game, and then he got hit in the head. So, strange guy.
I will ask him, say, you okay? You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, what's up? You okay? Why? I don't think your head is on the game.
Right.
So, but the funny thing is about it, hey, listen, guys, managing is communication. With the players, good communication or bad communication, the manager have to know exactly what they are, what they're thinking. All those mistakes, you know, criticize the player when they make mistakes. Okay, you ask him what you was thinking. Show me what you was thinking in that at bat. Tell me what you was thinking in that play when you catch the ball. All those little things, just ask me about it. Tell me about it. And I don't see that. Maybe, you know, I mean, maybe inside the clubhouse, they talk about it with the infield coach, with the hitting coach. They might do. But you got to do it right away. I said, listen, communication is one thing. It's very important to see what the player's thinking, what they think about it, what they think they're going to do about it. I say, hey, you might go to face this guy late in the game. By the way, yesterday, Lee Sosa, we watching the game. Listen, I don't like to watch baseballs. At least I don't be paying, okay? Lenny Sosa is on that circle. It's a lefty on. He's watching the lefty throw. Papi, you're not going to face the lefty. They have a righty up for you. Watch the guy in right field in the bullpen.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh,
that's got to be communicated, as Ozzie was saying. That's got to be something that when that's noticed in the dugout. Somebody tells Lenin Sosa to not be watching or focused on the lefty who is not going to face him, but keep an eye on the bullpen on the righty who will.
I think we have Ozzie. Ozzie, I guess when I look at this whole thing with what's going on with Garrett Crochet, and you go back to the weather creeping in, and you know, I don't know how it happened, but they decide to start that game, and next thing you know, you got four pitches, and you're coming back the next day. Is that it? Are we going to see Crochet, and to what end? Like, why do we need to keep watching Garrett Crochet go out there? Is that somehow helping his trade value? Is it helping get him a certain number of innings? Is putting him on a limit of pitches a wise idea? I just don't know, David, what they're doing with Crochet and why they're continuing it in the way they are.
Well, they're letting him dictate
why
the way it goes. What's odd about it, if you're going to keep Garrett Crochet, I understand that. If you're going to keep him as a cornerstone of your franchise and build around him, I understand that.
But they're not keeping him.
But if they plan to trade him, I don't understand
that. All that can happen is he hurts his value.
Well, you're going to damage your trade value if you aren't good. You're also going to potentially damage your arm if you're injured.
Ozzie, why do we keep seeing Garrett Crochet, and will this end sooner rather than later?
You know what? Sorry to say about it. Shut him down. Shut him down. They're already good. Did enough to me. Did enough. Good job to me. It's a good job, not a bad job, to maintain him healthy. But shut it down, because you know why? It's one thing about it. You do a Crochet a favor to continue to work on it. I understand that. I'm truly with him. But at the end of the day, you heard on the rest of the guys, but covering innings, they should be covered. That's what I think. That's my opinion. I said, listen, we're going to shut you down, and we're going to have a guy with less talent than you throwing, but they have to go there because they have to think about the rest of the pitchers. They got 1 month left, guys. And if you continue to do that, the bullpen is going to be, they have to go with like 10 men. Like, they got to go with 7 guys in the field, and everybody got to go in the bullpen because that hurt the bullpen. And now it's too late. Like, now it's just time, like, I say, you know what? Okay, we did what we were supposed to do. We had to shut you down because our bullpen didn't kill. Not just because Crochet, the bullpen be killed without Crochet, too. But I think they got to think about how to make a solution with that problem.
Ozzie, the Royals went from 106 losses last year to a team that is at the top of the division in the AL Central. I don't think that is something the White Sox can look to or point toward as something that's realistic for them. But number one, how did the Royals do that? And number two, what hope will that give teams who are struggling this year, maybe not to the White Sox extent, but who are struggling and want to think that they can be the next version of the Royals?
Nope. The reason the Royals are what they are, and it's just because the White Sox. If you take the games away, would it be the White Sox? The Royals be like a pretty bad team. But in the meanwhile, the White Sox don't have Bobby Witt. They don't have a kid called Perez. They don't have a kid calling, the little third baseman is a good player. You know, this is different. And by the way, the Royals are a bunch of kids. Besides, you take Perez out of the lineup, they still have very young talent. All right? Their pitching is better. I hope. Oh my God, I'd be the first one jumping up and down if they do the same stuff the Royals did. But I don't think so. If people want to say, we're going to be, you know what? It's a funny thing about it because I remember when the Houston Astros was good, every organization wanted to be like Houston Astros. Everyone. And they find out they were cheating. Okay, we're not going to be Houston Astros. Oh, let's go be Tampa. Why? Oh, they're so good. They do this. All of a sudden, they see Tampa is never making the playoffs. They said, no more Tampa. And now who they're going to be? Okay. You know, I mean, it's just baseball. People have to stay. Organization has to stay what you have. So don't try to build ball club because another organization is your example. And I think that's a big problem baseball are right now. You know, the way somebody go, let's go by numbers because Tampa is good about numbers. No, Tampa just don't have no money to spend in players if they have to do that. And they have to say, oh, yeah, they have success. Of course they did. Very, very nice thing. Look at the Baltimore. Take a little while, but they did it. Why? They draft very well. They development very well. And that's the reason those guys are what they are right now. Because they forgot they lose a lot of games, but they think they got so much talent there. It was amazing how much talent they still have. And the White Sox had it to start over. Start over everything. And you say, okay, that's the team we're going to be. I remember... Oh, my God, the last trade, the last days of trade. When I say in the air, this going to be this, from now on, it's Chris Getz era. Okay, now he make the last trade in trade deadline, and I told Chuck Garfield, listen, right now, to me, start count Chris Getz era. Now we're going to see what they can do, what they cannot do. And but what I see, wow, it's just it's something I don't see the light of the tunnel very close. But I think the talent in the minor league is good. We have to wait and see.
I can't believe I'm going to ask you this, but I saw Yoan Moncada playing in Triple A. Is he coming back? And what would the point be? And I guess if he comes back, he's coming back as the third baseman.
I think he will coming back. He's coming back to third baseman. Why not? He's better than Vargas.
Yeah.
He's better than Sosa. Why not coming back and see what he can bring? If something go good, hey, next year I invite him to spring training. Here's your minor league contract. You got to show me you can play or you cannot. That's it. I know who you are. I know what you do. Here's your minor league contract. Now you have to play for real, and now you have to control yourself. You have to play harder. I don't say he's not playing harder because injuries is something you cannot control, so injuries. But I think he's the best third baseman right now besides Ramos. Ramos, where's Ramos? Is that calling right. for 1 minute? You know what I mean? It just takes days to confuse me. But to me, Ramos is a better third baseman than Vargas. To me, I might be wrong. I only see Vargas for a couple of days. Ramos better than Vargas. Ramos is better than Sosa. I don't see any, you know, I don't really see anything about, you know, I don't know what they have in mind. I don't know exactly what's going on with Ramos, but to me, the time Ramos playing in the big league, to me, is way better than Vargas and Sosa at third base. But, you know, obviously Vargas got more, a little bit more experience, whatever it is, but I don't know. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with Ramos.
Ozzy, we know you're looking forward to September 30th. Save the date. That's a Monday. Special fundraising event benefiting the Rincon Family Services. Ozzy Guillen will be part of the event to raise funds for mental health, bringing awareness and inspiring others at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, og13.org/golf. Ozzy, that's going to be a great event.
I say so. It's just something, you know, every time we do something, I've been doing my, you know, my Ozzy Foundation for a long time. We started back in Venezuela. Now Chicago gave us the opportunity to continue to help people. Hey, we do stuff to help others. That's it. You know what I mean? We don't do that stuff to say, oh, look at how great a man Ozzy Guillen is, helping the community. I've been helping the White Sox community since 1985. They can ask, and you can have a public relation, whatever it is. But we just do it just to help people. And I think I have fun. I like it. And hopefully we'll have a great time that day.
Now it's time for Ozzy's Outlook, brought to you by Four Winds Resort and Casino. I guess we got to go tomorrow. The Cubs are at the Nationals tomorrow. What are your thoughts on the Cubs winning a game? And are the Sox off today?
Sox are on today, day game.
Okay.
The finale in the series against the Rangers at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Are the Sox finally going to win a game?
Nope. Okay. Oh, they have Eovaldi throwing today?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Eovaldi throwing today, that's like, you know, and the Texas Rangers know they're going to take advantage. The motivation they have from last night game is very important. And I don't know how the White Sox are going to wake up after that knockdown in the last round. I don't know how they're going to wake up and continue to fight. But I doubt the White Sox, man, baseball is so crazy. They're going to come back and play. With the Cubs, they'll be playing a little bit better. But the thing is stretched, like hot and cold. But I don't think the White Sox will win today.
And the Cubs tomorrow, what do you think?
Okay, National, yes.
Yeah, they're on a roll.
They're on a roll, 9 out of 12.
Yeah,
they're
definitely
coming in hot, Oz. All right, great stuff.
Thank you, Ozzy.
All right, had a great time, guys.
You too.
That is Ozzy Guillen. Always fun to talk to Ozzy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.